Mini Habits, Smaller Habits, Bigger Results by Stephen Guys. A summary. This is a summary of Stephen Guys's Mini Habits, Smaller Habits, Bigger Results. Stephen Guys is an ordinary, not very disciplined person, as he himself concedes, the type that quits going to the gym after just a couple of sessions, after becoming unemployed, which he calls one of the main successes in his life. Stephen Guys, for more than 10 years, studied psychology in various systems of self-evolution, trying to figure out where motivation comes from. In the end, he concluded that motivation does not work, and success rests upon willpower and the ability to take small steps towards your goal. Stephen Guys developed his own effective system of developing good habits, wrote a book about it, and now maintains a blog that has become very popular. Reasons to read. Outsmart your brain and teach it to love truly what works. Start to manage the resource of willpower properly. Get a way to solve any problem by dividing it into critically small steps that won't exhaust you. The concept of mini habits. 10 years ago, Stephen Guys decided to get in shape. He tried everything. He put himself through drills, talked himself into getting his act together, tried to motivate himself to be goal-oriented, set huge goals for himself, and it was all for nothing. None of it helped. Like most people, he concluded from his failures that he was to blame for everything. But of course, he was not to blame, but rather his approach. Most well-known strategies do not work precisely because they call on people to go to battle with themselves, their brain, and their subconscious. And this is not an easy fight to win. Our brain is hardwired to resist change because stability is the key to survival. Contemporary culture teaches us to set global goals. However, big plans are worthless if they do not bring proportionately large results. According to research, in general, people tend to significantly overestimate their self-control as the scale of their ambitions does not align with their real ability to force themselves to achieve ambitious goals. Any unrealized aspiration hurts a person's self-confidence and kills any desire to move forward. Doing something with too much vigor is better than doing nothing at all, but doing something a little bit every day is much more effective than adhering to some hardcore program that you only manage to do once a month. From these two statements, we can conclude that in everyday life, smaller ambitions are more beneficial to us than great aspirations. Surely, you too have tried more than once to form a new habit. Perhaps you even started taking specific actions. And as soon as your enthusiasm started to wane, you scolded yourself for being lazy and helpless. The good news is that the problem is not with you, but with your strategy. Remember, if a strategy implemented over and over again does not give